Ito ang pag-asang para sa iyo. 30 minutong pag-aaral, pagsasaliksik at pagpapala mula sa salita ng Diyos. Bawat linggo ay sinisikap ng programang ito na ihatid sa inyo ang tanging gabay na maaasahan sa masalimuot na mundo nito, ang makapangyarihang salita ng Diyos. Kami sa pag-asang para sa iyo ay naniniwala na ang pag-asa ay walang humpay na dadaloy sapagkat ang Diyos ang bukal ng buhay na pag-asa. Bago natin pakinggan ang salitang magpapalakas at magpapalaya, pakinggan natin ang natatanging bilang na ito.
Kung mawawala man ang lahat mula kay Kate Rose Uruta mula sa album na Papuri 22, Minamahal Ka. Isang magandang araw po muli sa inyong lahat, mga giliw nating tagapakinig na ating programang Pag-asang para sa iyo. Ako muli si Rodel Lacson at ako makakasama ninyo sa loob ng 30 minuto o kalahating oras na pag-aaral at pagsasaliksik ng salita ng Diyos. Ang ating pong programang Pag-asang para sa iyo is a weekly radio broadcast of the Philippines General Council of the Assemblies of God. Of course, produced ito in partnership with Asia Pacific Media Ministries o ng AP Media. Yan ang ating mga partners, yan ang ating mga producers, yan ang ating mga kasakasama rito. Sila po ang nagpo-produce ng ating programa at tayo po ay lubos na nagpapasalamat sa kanilang suporta at sa patuloy nilang pagtutulak sa atin, pagsusuporta o pag-encourage sa atin na ipagpatuloy ang gawain ito para po tayong lahat ay makarinig ng salita ng Diyos linggo-linggo or every week. No? Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Nararamdaman nyo na ba na talagang palapit na ang Pasko? No? November na! Actually, nakakakalahati na tayo November o lagpas na tayo ng kalahati ng buwan ng Nobyembre. Talagang marami nang nangyari pero isa't kalahating buwan na lang matatapos ng taon. Pero bago tayo pumasok sa bagong taon, syempre, ang pinakakaabangan nating lahat ay ang pagsapit ng Pasko. Yan ang Pasko ay sineselebrate natin yan dahil yan ang kapanganakan ng ating Panginoon at tagapagligtas na si Yesu Kristo. Yan, marami tayong mga babatiin ngayong araw na ito, no? Batiin muna natin ang belated happy birthday si Dr. Penny Nang. But of course, etong November na ito, marami tayong mga kaibigan at kapatid, kamag-anak na nagsiselebrate ng kanilang birthday. Batiin natin si Ellen Lapitan, si Tosca Simpelo, of course, si Pastor Welford Cardon, ang ating kaibigan, si Ponciana Palad, at maging si Pastor Edgar Diaz. And of course, no, batiin ko lang special happy birthday greetings ito para sa aking family. Kasi sa family ko po ay halos lahat sila, no, ay pinanganak ng buwan ng Nobyembre, yung mga kapatid ko. Actually, all my siblings, no, were born sa buwan ng November. Ako lang nahiwalay, February po kasi ako. So, binabati ko ng happy birthday ng aking mga kapatid, si Hyacinth Lacson McKnight, na ngayon ay nakatira sa UK, no. Binabati natin siya, nagse-celebrate siya ng birthday ngayon, November 18. At yung aking kapatid naman, na si Jing Lacson Aurelio, sa November 21 naman siya. So, greetings to you. Papunta ng California, doon siya nakatira. No? At yung aking bunsong kapatid na si Marby Lacson, sa Canada naman yan. No? So, binabati natin ng happy birthday. November 23 yan. At ang aking panganay na kapatid naman, no, kuya ko, na kuya namin, si Ronnie Lacson, na sila naman, buong family niya, nakatira sa Hong Kong. So, sa aming lahat magkakapatid, ako lang talaga naiwan dito sa Pilipinas. No? Ako lang yung hindi nila isinama sa kanilang pagliliwaliw. Kaya special happy birthday greetings sa aking mga kapatid. And of course, binabati ko yung aking may bahay, ang aking asawa na si Alice. Mag-celebrate naman ng birthday sa November 24. Yan, happy birthday sa inyong lahat. Yung buong pamilya ko, nagse-celebrate ng birthday kapag November. Kaya sabi ko nga, pag November, marami kaming hotdog, spaghetti, at mga lobo, mga balloons. Of course, wala ng balloons kasi malalaki na kami. No? So, happy birthday sa inyong lahat! Ilan muna tayo mga announcement. Ang Sounds Choral Philippines Incorporated, in partnership with International Charismatic Service Incorporated, ay magkakaroon po ng isang special concert pinamagatang We Are an Offering. This is His Sounds 47th Anniversary Concert happening on November 25, 2018. Ito po ay sa Linggo, no? Next week na, tama. Next Sunday at 6 p.m. sa ICS po ito, in Christ Our Strength Worship Center sa Mayflower Street, Mandaluyong City. Ito po ay malapit sa Greenfield District. In fact, ito po ang church na inatinan namin, ang ICS. So, We Are an Offering Concert is for the benefit of Biyayang Buhay Initiatives Incorporated. Yeah. For more information, tumawag po tayo sa phone numbers na 0921-577-6748 at 0932-522-6763. Isa pang announcement, ang National Men's Ministries Department ay magkakaroon po ng convention na i-host nila. Ang title ng convention ay Unstoppable Men and Their Struggles. Ito po yung mangyayari sa JMP Pacman Convention Center sa General Santos City sa November 28 to 30. For more information, tumawag po kayo sa 0943-674-0326. Yan. Mula naman kay Rachel Solayaw, ang sabi niya, nag-iwan siya ng message sa atin. Sabi niya, "Hello PPSY, we always listen po sa inyong radio program every week. Pakibati po kami." Yan, ang belated happy church anniversary sa noong November 11, no? 60th year anniversary ng church nila, ang Philippine Central Faith, Hope, Love Church. Talaga naman, nandun yung tatlo, Faith, Hope, and Love, no? Philippine Central Faith, Hope, Love Church, Payatas Chapter, sa pangunguna po ni Pastor Paul Eligoyo and Pastora Rachel Eligoyo. Yan, belated happy anniversary sa inyong church. This week, meron po tayong special guest speaker. Siya po ay missionary and missions director ng Kai Alpha sa Japan. No? Siya po ay nanggaling lang dito sa Pilipinas just recently. And she was able to preach dun po sa ating mga kabataan na umaten ng Kai Alpha Ministry ng Assemblies of God. At doon po itinuran nila, pinag-aralan nila kung paano ba ang missions, no, ay nakaka-apekto hindi lamang sa ating sa churches natin, kundi sa community, at hindi lamang sa community, kundi sa buong mundo. No, how missions will affect the way we live, no, how missions will affect the world in itself. No, so siya po ang ating guest speaker today, and she will be talking about how mission is possible. I-welcome po natin Sister Joyce Quitano.
Today, we have the privilege to talk about missions. You and I have been given a big, big task. God has called you and me to the task of missions, to the task of evangelizing not just our city, not just our community, not just our campus, but the world. That is God's calling for each one of us today. And so, I want to look at how this mission is possible. Let's read our scripture. Mark 16, 15 to 18. This is God's mission for us. Let's read this together. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick people, and they will get well." Wow. Is that impossible? In the human world, it's impossible. But that's what God has called us to, this impossible mission. And he says here, the next verse, let's read this. "After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God." So this was the very last thing that Jesus told his disciples. The very last words. So you know this has weight. This is like mega important. He says, "Go ye into all the world." That's his calling for us today. And so in the normal, we would think it's impossible. And so because we have the power of the Holy Spirit and we can live supernaturally, it is not impossible anymore. It becomes mission possible. And so this mission is possible because, number one, God's people. God has raised up a people. And so that's why, one of the reasons why this mission is possible. It just takes one person who will stand up and say, "It's impossible, but I say yes to God." To impact the world, if you are willing to say yes. This is your training time to be awesome missionaries around the world. And can you imagine, even if we can tithe 10% of this room into missions, wow, what an impact we can have around the world. You can go places where white missionaries cannot go. You can do things that white missionaries cannot do. You can get visas for nations that white people cannot get visas to. So are we willing to stand up and be the one that God needs? But maybe sometimes we get worried. I can't do it by myself. But that's okay. Because it's not just the power of one. We also have the power of a team. You're not going alone. You're part of an awesome, awesome team. And then lastly, we also have the power of the leader. there's always the big shadow guy in the background, right, who knows everything. He knows the secrets. He knows the whole big picture. And so you and I, praise God, even though we have a wonderful team, we have more than that. We have the almighty, omniscient, omnipotent, almighty creator God standing behind us, and we can go forward in courage. So maybe sometimes we feel insecure and we feel like, I can't do it, I'm just one person. That's okay, we all feel like that, all of us who are missionaries. But God doesn't call the equipped, but He equips the called. That's God's promise to us. So if you don't feel equipped, that's okay. That's normal. You don't have to wait until you're equipped to say, yes, God, I will go. As you say yes, God is the one who is going to equip you. Secondly, the mission is possible not just because of God's people, but also because of God's plan. God has a plan. What is His plan? As we read in these verses, what is He telling us to do? Number one, go into all the world and then do what? Preach the good news to all creation. Wow, that's His plan. And He's saying that whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. This is life and death. This is a big calling. This is not just, oh, should I wear pink today, or should I buy the red shirt, or should I buy the blue shirt? This is people going to heaven or hell. This is eternity. This is a big responsibility. Are we going to say yes? And God is saying these signs will accompany those who believe. He is going to give supernatural anointing. He is going to give supernatural covering. He's going to give signs and wonders. He's going to bring miracles as we live in the supernatural and as we go forward in His victory. He has given us His authority. Also, then the third thing, recovery of sight for the blind. So this can mean healing, physical healing. It can mean emotional healing. It can mean spiritual blindness. But God wants us to bring healing to the nations. Have any of you experienced healing in your body or healing in your heart, healing in your life? You and I have such a precious experience. My mother was healed of asthma, terrible, terrible asthma, where she was in the hospital for weeks sometimes, desperate, always having medicine around on her body every time she went out. But God supernaturally healed her during one communion service, and she was able to throw away all her medicines, and she never went to the hospital again and was never hospitalized. God is able to heal. And I have seen people who have been so broken emotionally, but God is the power to heal. And lastly, to release the oppressed. God wants us to bring freedom in places of injustice. People who are oppressed, people who are downtrodden, people maybe who don't deserve to be forgiven, but they are bound. God wants to set them free. And He wants us to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the year of Jubilee. God wants to set people free. That's what God has called us to do. So are we a worldly Christian? Or are we a world-class Christian? What is the difference between a worldly Christian and a world-class Christian? A worldly Christian looks to God for personal fulfillment. They're saved, but they are self-centered. It's about me. We love to attend Christian concerts and leadership seminars and missions conferences, but that's where it stops. We want God to make my life better for my purposes instead of being used for His purposes. But a world-class Christian, we know that we are saved to serve. You are loved so that you can love. You are blessed so that you can bless. And so we are eager to receive our assignment. God, where are you sending me? Because that's His calling. We are fully alive because we know that God has a bigger plan and a purpose for our lives. So let's start shifting our thinking. How do we start thinking like a world-class Christian? Firstly, from self-centered thinking, we need to shift to other-centered thinking. Secondly, we need to shift our thinking from local thinking to global thinking. God is a global God. He's always cared about the entire world. We see that in John 3:16. He wants us to start thinking about our big family, our big global family. So how can we start thinking, shifting from local thinking to global thinking? We can, some ideas. We can be praying for specific nations. Can you be praying specifically for your Chi Alpha missionaries in Afghanistan and in Laos, interceding for them? Okay, then thirdly, shift from here and now thinking to eternal thinking. How can we shift to eternal thinking? We need an eternal perspective. So often we just get tunnel vision and it's just about today. I'm barely making it. I have so many exams. I can't pay my school bills. Oh, I have a problem with my friend and she talked bad about me. And we're just so caught up in the here and now. But God wants us to shift our thinking to eternal thinking, thinking about what's going to count for eternity. Not just right now, but is this going to matter a year from now? Is this going to matter in eternity? We want to be shifting to thinking about bigger things than just today. And then lastly, don't just be thinking up excuses, but let's be shifting to thinking of creative ways to fulfilling your commission. Maybe you don't have a lot of finances, but are there ways that you can get involved in fundraising, in supporting missionaries, in new outreaches to the nations? So, what can we do for the harvest field? What can we do? Of course, there are three simple things that each one of us can do. We can pray. Any one of us can pray. We can pray powerfully and effective prayers. Even if you don't have money, you can pray. Even if you are sick in your bed and you cannot move, you can pray. This is a big responsibility, but so often that's the last thing on our priority list. Okay, if I have time at the end of the day, maybe we'll get to pray. But God wants us to pray. Secondly, He wants us to give. And I know finances for students are tough. I know it's hard as a student. But even when I was a college student, I always had a faith missions promise. Even when I was a university student working part-time job trying to pay my bills, I always had a missions faith promise, paying every month to help support a missionary somewhere around the world, investing in something bigger than myself. Even if it's the price of just giving up one Coke a day, God has something for us as we give. But maybe it's not just giving our money. Maybe it's giving our time. Maybe it's giving our effort. Maybe God is asking of us to just pick up the phone and call that one student who's been going through a difficult time. Maybe God is asking of us to just buy a little noodles and bring it to one student who is going through a difficult time. What is God wanting us to do as far as giving? Giving. How can we give? Think of creative ways. It doesn't just have to be pesos. Think of creative ways that we can give. And thirdly, God wants us to go. It might seem far, it might seem impossible, but dream big. God wants to send you. But even before maybe you can go overseas, God wants you to go to your campus. God wants you to go to your community, to your families. Where does He want you to go? Even this weekend, where does He want you to go? Maybe somewhere on your campus to meet up with a student. Where does He want you to go? All things are possible. Amen. So let's not lose the vision of what God wants to do through our lives. We see the world, the needs of the world. What does God have for us? Where is He calling us? What does He want us to do? Are we willing to give? Are we willing to go? Are we willing to pray? Don't be afraid. God wants to use you for His kingdom, for His global plan that's bigger than any of us. It's bigger than our lives. He has a plan that surpasses all of us. We want to be a part of that. We want to be a part of that movement. And so today, let's say yes. Let's say yes to Him.
Maraming salamat, Sister Joyce Quitano, sa iyong napaka-inspiring na mensahe, teaching us how mission is really possible. Tayo po lahat manalangin. Panginoon, we thank You for this time that we're able to once again listen to Your message, listen to the word that You have for us today. Maraming salamat dahil tinuruan mo kami na ang mission, Panginoon, ay posible. Hindi lamang ito para sa aming mga kapitbahay, hindi lamang ito para sa aming churches, hindi lamang ito sa buong komunidad, kundi sa buong mundo, Panginoon. Maraming salamat, tinuruan mo kami at binigay mo sa aming mga puso, sa aming isipan, kung papaano ang iyong purpose, ang iyong layunin para sa amin ay maging missionaries din, Panginoon. Not necessarily going to other countries or going to other places, but simply by being a testimony to our neighbors can be a mission in itself, Lord. Kaya maraming salamat dahil hindi mo kami binibigyan ng mga bagay na hindi namin kayang gawin, kundi china-challenge mo kami, Panginoon, in-encourage mo kami so that Your name will be known to everyone na aming pong mga nakikilala at makita rin nila, Panginoon, ang iyong katapatan sa kanilang mga buhay. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, sa mensaheng ito. Naway patuloy kaming ma-challenge, naway patuloy kaming magkaroon ng burden sa mga lost souls, Panginoon, at magkaroon kami ng compassion nang sa gayon, Panginoon, ang mga hindi pa nakakilala sa iyo ay makita ang kabutihan mo at makita ang katapatan mo sa kanilang buhay. Maraming salamat. Ito ang aming samod dalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Kung ikaw, kaibigan, kapatid, ay napagpala sa ating programa, nais ka naming makilala. Kung ikaw ay may katanungan, suggestion, o nais mo ng panalangin, padalan mo kami ng email sa address na ppsyradio@gmail.com o i-text kami sa number na 0947-886-4049. Muli, ang aming email ay ppsyradio@gmail.com at cell number na 0947-886-4049. Or you can join our Facebook group, Pag-asang Para Sa'yo Radio. Salamat din sa mga bagong nagpa-add sa ating Facebook group na Pag-asang Para Sa'yo Radio. At of course, maaari nyo na rin kami mapakinggan at even ang ating mga previous broadcast sa website na www.apmedia.org/PPSY. We are also available sa podcast. Subscribe to Pag-asang Para Sa'yo through iTunes or through your favorite podcast applications. Hanggang sa muli, ako si Rodel Lacson na nagsasabing, God is the giver of hope at may pag-asang para sa'yo.
Kami umaasa na kayo'y naliwanagan at natulungan ng mensahe sa araw na ito. Ang Pag-asang Para Sa'yo ay palatuntunang nakalaan upang magbigay ng mga praktikal na kasagutan sa inyong mga suliranin sa buhay. Ang Pag-asang Para Sa'yo ay isang paglilingkod na gawain ng Philippines General Council of the Assemblies of God. Kung kayo naghahanap ng gawain pagsamba na malapit sa inyong lugar, ay inaanyayahan namin kayong dumalaw at dumalo sa anlimang Assemblies of God na sambahang malapit sa inyo. Hanggang sa muli, nagpapasalamat po kami sa inyong masayang pakikinig. At lagi niyong tandaan, ang salita ng Diyos ay may pag-asang para sa iyo.